And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 12th of February, 2015. It's the birthday of two men born on the same day in 1809, Charles Darwin and Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, born near Hodgenville, Kentucky, 1809. Little is known about his early life. He never wrote any memoirs. We know that he was born in a log cabin. He had only about a year of traditional schooling. His mother died when he was 9 years old. He spent much of his adolescence working with an axe. But when he was in his early 20s, he showed up in New Salem, Illinois, having decided to remake himself as a professional man and to study law. Charles Darwin, born Shrewsbury, Shropshire, England, 1809, on this day, took his famous voyage to South America when he was only 22, bringing with him a book called Principles of Geology by Charles Lyell, which suggested that the Earth was millions of years old, studied the animals on the Galapagos Islands, and it took Darwin a long time to publish his findings about evolution because he was afraid of being attacked as an atheist. The book finally came out in 1859. It's the birthday of the poet and editor Deborah Garrison, born Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1965, graduated from Brown, married her high school sweetheart, joined the staff of The New Yorker. Her first poetry collection, A Working Girl Can't Win, published in 1998, sold over 30,000 copies, a lot for a book of poetry. And it's the birthday of Judy Blume, born Elizabeth, New Jersey, 1938, author of more than two dozen books for young people. Started writing seriously when she was 27. She had two preschool children. Stories were rejected for the first 2 years. And then in 1970, she had a big breakthrough with a novel for young adults, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, the story of an 11-year-old girl trying to make sense of religion and boys and menstruation, a book that was banned in many schools and libraries. Judy Blume lives in Key West, writes at a desk facing a garden, then in the summer in a small cabin on Martha's Vineyard. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kozer, The Red Wing Church. There's a tractor in the doorway of a church in Red Wing, Nebraska, in a coat of mud and straw that drags the floor. A broken plow sprawls beggar-like behind it on some planks that make a sort of roadway up the steps. The steeple's gone, a black tar-paper scar that lightning might have made replaces it. They've taken it down to change the house of God to Homer Johnson's barn, but it's still a church with clumps of tiger lilies in the grass and one of those box-like glassed-in signs that give the sermon's topic, reading now a bird's nest and a little broken glass. The good works of the Lord are all around. The steeple top is standing in a garden just up the alley. It's a hen house now. Fat leghorns gossip at its crowded door. Pews stretch on porches up and down the street. The stained glass windows style the mayor's house. And the bells atop the firehouse in the square. The cross is only God knows where. The Red Wing Church by Ted Kozer, from Sure Signs, New and Selected Poems, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Grove Press, publishers of The Big Seven by Jim Harrison, the story of a hapless detective up against a family of outlaws and his struggle to come to grips with the seven deadly sins in bookstores everywhere. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.